in the industry.
Netanyahu slams the UN for giving Ahmadinejad the forum, as he said, "Have you no shame?" Of course they don't. The latest in the push for global currency, and oh my gosh, the prediction of Armageddon for us, the U.S., if China and Japan doesn't buy the debt. And you know where I'm headed with that. So we're going to talk about a lot of money things during this show. Plus, a little bit later on, don't forget, in our third hour, so exciting, we have Nail the Score. The computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know jack about football. It's like picking lottery numbers. You just tell us which of the two teams you think will win and what you think the final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you win our huge prize pack from ATN. Chock full of goodies, including a cell phone, movie tickets, and a whole bunch of other really great things. Hey, everybody, hope you're doing well. This is, of course, Kate Delaney, and you know the name of the show by now. If you so desire, you can chime in at any time at 800-259-5791. Throw your 2 cents in while it's still worth something. And we're going to talk about Afghanistan. Now they're saying the violence is much worse than expected. And, of course, everybody wants to know what the plan is ultimately from the Obama administration and all the leaks that have come out about General McChrystal's request for more troops, up to 40,000 more soldiers on the ground in Afghanistan. Ultimately, it's the question I just said. It's a giant question mark. What is the end game? Can somebody please fill in the blanks? And how about this, when we jump back to the financials, Citibank now saying they might sell or shut down about 1,000 branches in the United States and in Canada. So shaky doings when it comes to economic matters. But I thought we just heard from Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, that we were starting to see shades of the recession going away. And, of course, the big story is this, from where our satellite studio hails from, the town of Dallas. I talked to someone from the FBI office, rather, in Dallas, and it was kind of nightmarish for people in downtown Dallas. The FBI arrested a Jordanian for the plot to blow up a huge building downtown. Wow. And he was, again, assimilating in a small town outside of the city. And, of course, people are shocked. They say, what a great guy. He worked at a gas station. He worked 40 hours during the week. But the feds luckily nabbed this nutball, just 19 years old. What he was going to do, and ironically, I was at this place earlier in the day, had no idea this was going on. What he was intending to do was to blow up a car bomb today at Fountain Place. It's a 60-story skyscraper in the city. You can see it if you've ever seen the Dallas skyline, or if you, of course, have seen pictures of Dallas. It's a very prominent building that just sort of glows during the night. So Hussam Smadi had repeatedly voiced, I guess, his intention to serve Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and commit violent jihad. He was on several websites saying this, and that's how the FBI was able to get a handle on this kid way back in May. So here's what happened in a nutshell. He did go through the attempt. He was underneath the building. He thought that he was in a truck wired with, you know, explosives. But what he didn't know is because the FBI caught him, they set him up so that, of course, there wasn't going to be any jihad it was a fake bomb material. So he was under continuous FBI surveillance. You had feds posing as members of Al-Qaeda's sleeper cell in the United States. Smadi, who was in the U.S., of course, illegally, allegedly told them that he came to the country specifically to commit jihad for the sake of God, and that was his intent. So as I said, he assimilated. He worked at a gas station just outside of Dallas in a small town, made friends with a lot of people. People liked him. People were stunned that that was his intent and what he was going to do. Smadi, in fact, identified several targets way back in June and then scoped out this beautiful giant building, Fountain Place, in July, because there wasn't a lot of security, and thought that this was the way he could honor Allah. This is what he could do. Now, before the arrests were made, of course, they notified a lot of the people in downtown Dallas. People came out of the building and whatnot. Clearly, there wasn't going to be a danger to anybody because the FBI got in the middle of this thing and they were able to set him up. So now you've got arrests in Dallas, Denver, New York City, and oh, by the way, Springfield, another place where you had people assimilating, trying to kill Americans, blowing up buildings or other targets that they were aiming for. This is getting serious. For all the talk of, oh, this was just fear-mongering, and for all the nonsense about what's going on with the CIA and the FBI, it's incredible that they've been able to uncover all of these things in one fell swoop. In other words, a lot of these investigations have been ongoing, but the fact that they've got these group of extremists, and Smadi, for example, stood out, and the reason he stood out is because he was definitely bent on actually conducting a terror attack in the United States, that he did not want to be stopped. So you had undercover agents communicating with him about 60 different times. All the conversations were in Arabic, which is, of course, his native language. And according to the arrest warrant affidavit, an undercover FBI agent first came across him online. He stood out again because of what he wanted to do in Dallas and how violent he wanted the jihad to be. So for everybody who thinks that this cannot happen to us, you have to wake up. We've been saying this all along, and of course other things have been stopped along the way in the last 8 years. But now to have all of these back to back to back, here's the thing. Weapon of mass destruction, the intent to kill Americans, they can get them probably for a life sentence. I mean, let's hope so. Can you imagine if he didn't get caught in that net of someone being alert and trolling the internet and trying to set him up? What possibly could have happened in Dallas? And a lot of people would have been downtown, would have been in this enormous building, this huge skyscraper. It would have been an incredible disaster, incredible. And most of this was only because he was very specific on the intent to serve Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. Ooh, we'll talk more about that coming up around the bend a little ways here in our first hour of America Tonight. But coming up next, 15 minutes of controversy. We talked about it on our last show, the pregnant Ohio woman waiting to give birth to a child of another couple. We're going to talk to an attorney who talks about what's wrong in this case.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1,016. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,044.48, 522.24 for the half ounce, or 261.12 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,044.48, 522.24, or 261.12.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources with an exciting announcement. Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., two of the most influential representatives in Congress, Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, are putting on a student town hall meeting, free to the public, at Northrop Auditorium University campus. The topics of this rare event will be monetary reform, limited government, and free market economy. Don't miss this powerful gathering. Again, dates for this event is Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m., Northrop U of M campus, or go to www.midasresources.com for more information.
Swing into another week, and of course we'll have our cheap movie review. Michael Moore has a new movie coming out. It's all about capitalism. We've got the scoop on that. But right now, I was just talking about this, as I said, in one of our new segments, the 15 minutes of controversy. This clearly was featured. The woman in Ohio and her husband, while they were stunned, she's expected to give birth in a couple of weeks to the child of another couple. And what happened here is she was accidentally implanted during in vitro fertilization. Pretty much from the get-go, she learned that she was carrying, it was a mistake, and she was carrying this other woman's child. She said she would take the baby to term, give birth, of course, and then give the baby to the biological parents. Right away, remember, we were talking about this, I thought, oh, this is like ripe for lawsuits and problems, and think of things that have happened in the past. I mean, it's a horrible thing to happen and a terrible position for both of these families to be in. But the question is, legally, what's the next step? And it brings up all kinds of questions, I think, especially with more people using, you know, in vitro and using fertility clinics and whatnot. So joining us on America Tonight is attorney John Myers from California. We appreciate it, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kate?
I'm great. Thank you. Let's talk about this. So what about this couple? I mean, I'm assuming they could go after the fertility clinic, right, if nothing else.
Well, you'd think somebody should be responsible for really the gestational mother's wasted opportunity costs. I mean, what you had here is a kind of an unusual situation. You had two couples, both of whom wanted to have children, and both of whom needed to use in vitro fertilization. And what occurred here is just a mix-up, and the parties actually seem to have acted in what seems to me to be a very difficult moral situation, seem to have acted quite sensibly by agreement. And so as among the parties, there doesn't seem to be much of an issue, but in terms of trying to support, I think really the injured party here is really the surrogate mother who expected to have her own in vitro fertilization and not someone else's.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So in that sense, it seems to me that the liability issue, I mean, it's like a malpractice kind of a case in a way. It's sort of like a failed abortion case. It's difficult to conjure up the damages, particularly when you have this notion of, is this a wrongful life of some sort? I mean, there's a kind of moral repugnancy to that issue.
Yeah, and you're, of course, a healthcare law expert. I mean, this is where your expertise lies, certainly in the legal field. This is a complicated case, to say the least, but if you were representing that couple, it's winnable, though.
Well, certainly the case against the in vitro fertilization clinic, it's almost a res ipsa loquitur case. And that means the thing that speaks for itself. I had the same kind of a case in practicing law where the hospital gave the wrong baby to the wrong mother after a very difficult birth on one of the mothers. They just made a mistake and using an ankle brace, they misplaced it and gave the wrong baby to the wrong mother. And clearly the hospital had some level of liability. The difficult question is, you know, how much is that liability? What does it go to? Actually, if you look at I'll call it the biological parents, they kind of have gotten what they've bargained for, although even there's an issue because the biological mother didn't get a chance to carry this embryo.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's funny you say that. That's immediately what I thought, because that's the whole idea. Okay, we're going to do in vitro, but it's going to be just like, you know, hopefully it's a healthy baby. You're going to carry the baby to term, and you're going to get the experience, the birth experience of your child. So, and the father as well, because, you know, he's not there to witness the birth, cut the cord, or any of that kind of stuff. So that whole entire experience is wiped out for that couple, obviously, as well. So there could be something on the other side of it. You have to assume that the fertility clinic, I mean, they must be just, first of all, I'm sure they're lawyered up, but they just must be a little bit panicked about all of this, because, you know, what do you do when this happens? And it has happened, as you know, before in the past. I mean, there is human error, but when you're talking about life, it brings up all these other questions, don't you think?
Well, I think so. I think there's so many variations on this theme. I mean, just for example, I mean, just basic issues like what does it mean to be mom? What does it mean to be parents?
Yeah.
Suppose the parties had disagreed about this. I mean, suppose that one party had wanted an abortion and the other party did not. You know, there's even kind of a feminist element to it. I'm not quite sure what if you take the feminist premise as the right to control your body, then the question is, can you contract it away? And if you contract it away, could you then change your mind and sort of what could a court do to enforce that right? So let's say that you say, I'll carry the baby to term, and under this circumstance you decide not to, or even under a contractual arrangement you decide not to. How do you calculate what the breach of damages are there? I think the questions are pretty profound. They're profound about family. They're profound about sex. They're profound about physical control of yourself. Certainly the abortion issue raises its head in a different context that's exceptionally difficult here, I think.
Yeah, no
there's
kidding.
You know, there's a Japanese case in which there were three embryos implanted, and one was also a mistake of the three. How this happened, I don't know, and it's I don't know much about the facts of the case, but obviously that's just another variation on things that can go wrong.
Yeah, no kidding. And you mentioned the case that you had where the wrong baby was given to the wrong mother. Does that happen a lot with the bracelets and stuff getting mixed up?
It surely does not. It's very, very exceptional, and that's what makes it almost per se negligence, because it just doesn't happen. And I think here this is a very infrequent circumstance I represent, for example, here in Los Angeles, the sperm bank, and that sperm bank takes, you know, great effort to make sure that that things are tracked. But, you know, people are human beings. You know, computers go wrong. You know, people with the best will can make errors, and maybe there is even some kind of inherent error rate. But the questions that these things raise, I mean, take what would happen here if the genetic parents had said, because we lose the experience, and I mean, I know it's an important experience. I think anyone who has children knows this. You know, but we lose that experience, and so we don't want this baby.
Right.
And now the surrogate mother says, well, it's not the baby that I was intending. I was intending a baby that was genetically mine and my husband. What exactly happens here? And is this, you know, this is handled in California, for example, as a matter of contract law, but there seems to be quite a significant public policy issue here.
Yeah, no kidding. I bet you that's great for the sperm bank that they've got you, because immediately they want to make sure they've got everything legally covered. As you know, I'm sure even with documentation, everybody has to cross their I's and dot their T's. The people that go through these processes have to fill out reams of disclosure forms and, you know, also with health matters, but also in the private matters of keeping everything private. So that blows the lid off of that, too.
Sure, but that said, you know, we have an additional wrinkle even. I mean, with all the goodwill in the world and all the contractual paper, I mean, what do we have here? We have an unborn child that has, and no one's even talked about this case from that point of view. Exactly what happens to this child when the child is either kept by the surrogate parents or by the genetic parents? Exactly what do we tell this child about its history and about its birth? In Australia, for example, the caring mother, the surrogate mother, is thought to be the mother by, as a matter of law. In California, it's just the reverse, the genetic parents, or in the words of a California case, the people who intended to conceive, they become the parents. So, you know, it's kind of the default position, who has the first right, who has the best right, who has the strongest right, and ordinarily the interest is what's in the best interest of the child. But if you take the first example, what happens if no one wants this child? What is that child's best interest?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, it begs the question, what is right in this wrong embryo case, and what about the child in this whole thing? Interesting stuff. Hey, thanks so much for coming on with us. We'd love to have you back on sometime. Will you join us again on America Tonight?
Gee, I very much enjoyed talking with you. It's a very complicated issue, and I did want to say one last thing about to these people who have handled this so well. I mean, they have all of our goodwill, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. I mean, it's amazing the way both couples, especially the woman giving birth, has reacted to this. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next on America Tonight, terror in the U.S. What is going on? We have the latest, more details coming up around the bend.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Coming up, more on the terror plots, but first, just as a catch-up measure, remember we were talking about the wildfires in L.A. so much. In fact, we had a couple people that joined us on the show to tell us what they were seeing, to give us a description of what it was like from the 101 in the various areas with the smoke and whatnot. Now it's at 98%. That would be containment, that number, 98%. Isn't that crazy? I mean, this has been like a month now. That's how long it took to extinguish this. Supposedly it's arson. No new news on that. They combed through everything they could, and ultimately that's how fire investigators arrived at the conclusion that it was arson. But still, no arrests or whatnot have been made. A lot of people lost their homes. Luckily, not too many people lost their lives. Sadly, two firefighters did. And you know how that is in California. You've got the Santa Ana winds. They kick up, and it's a nightmare. And there were so many firefighters from neighboring states that had to come in and actually help try to knock that fire down. It costs the state of California, naturally, millions of dollars. Luckily, they had it in the surplus for that very thing, in case we have an emergency. And ripped through, I want to say it was at least $35 million. All right, so news spreads again of more terror plots that have been thwarted. I mean, here's a great question, and we just asked this on September 11th. You know, if we wind the clock back, we're going into the 25th, so a mere 2 weeks ago, I was talking on this show about, do you feel safer? Do you feel like anything's different in the U.S. since the horrible attacks on the United States 8 years ago? Now we have things that are really starting to bubble up, right? You've got a major terrorism investigation in Colorado and in New York, and also this thing that's happened in Springfield, Illinois. 29-year-old Michael Fitton, that's the guy's name, he went under the name Talib Islam, was picked up. The feds said he was attempting to set off explosives in a van outside of a federal courthouse right there in the Capitol. Then you have the story that I was telling you at the top of the show, and that's Hussam Massadi, the 19-year-old who was arrested just earlier in the day on Thursday in downtown Dallas after the feds said he placed what he believed to be a car bomb in a parking garage beneath the Fountain Place office tower. As I said, a very distinct building that you would notice if you drove in or drove past downtown Dallas. I mean, actually, if you go all the way up to the top, it's, and I didn't even realize this, it's 60 stories. So in both cases, you had these decoy devices, luckily, that were given to both guys by FBI agents because they got in with them. They posed as Al-Qaeda operatives. So both of them are charged with trying to detonate a weapon of mass destruction and face, as I mentioned before, life imprisonment. Throw them behind bars. You know, the one kid, even Smotty, said on a website somewhere, "Put me in Guantanamo! It's all for Allah! I'm going to show the power of jihadists," and all this nonsense. And so for everybody who thinks that this does not exist in the United States, you got to open those eyes. You got to open them wide, because it really does. And you just never, ever know. But in both cases, both of these guys had people around them saying, "Oh, just a great guy. Seems so friendly. Hard worker," all that sort of stuff. Now, you had Fitton, while the one guy in Dallas was being arrested, you had him appearing in a federal court, and he was an unmarried part-time cook at a restaurant in Decatur. He again, was thought of to be a pretty decent guy, seemed friendly enough, whatever. In the case of Smotty, the 19-year-old in Dallas, he lived and worked in a place called Italy. That's the specific name of the town. And same thing, worked in a gas station, had a full-time job, but for everybody around them, he was babysitting, he was going to parties and all that other sort of stuff. Now, the 19-year-old, he wanted to actually try to pull off his ploy on September 11th, but then he waited till after Ramadan, of course, the big high holy day of the Muslim faith, and thinking that he could rock downtown Dallas that way. And thank goodness that somebody picked it up originally off of a website, and then they pursued him doggedly to try to gain his confidence. This also plays to the importance of, in the CIA, while we are dumping on the CIA about, enhanced interrogation practices, you have the Attorney General digging around into things that, quite frankly, legally were done. If you look at the documents, you have all this going on, rattling the cages at the CIA when they are desperate to find people who are fluent, not only in investigative skills, but fluent in Farsi and Arabic. And this is why it's so important, because it is what it is. These guys are jihadist Islamic extremists, and to gain their confidence, boy, you better have it down. And that's why it worked in Dallas. That's why it worked in Illinois. Can you imagine? They have been keeping tabs on both of these guys for a couple of months, and so they couldn't help themselves. They had to go online. They had to brag. They had to boast, and that was really what gave a little insight into, wow, this really could be a serious, serious thing. In the case of the Dallas guy, you had three undercover agents involved, and they were doing this, as I already mentioned, this for months, and they were really pushed the sleeper cell thing. So He discussed military recruiting centers, credit card companies, even wanted to blow up the Dallas airport, talked about an armory, and then he settled on this building. It's because it's a huge building, but it's got a bank there at the bottom of it, and not he didn't feel like there was a lot of security enough that he could obviously penetrate it. At least that's what he believed. So truly, on Thursday, when this 19-year-old Jordanian-born illegal, again, let me say that, in the country illegally, drove to Dallas, he thought that he was praising Allah and he was going to be able to blow that building to smithereens and kill people. But it did not happen because you had some really good agents who were able to gain his confidence. Can you imagine? Now, in his case, the idea was you got the bomb, you come up top, you get in the car, and then you use the cell phone, you explode it. So he wasn't rigged up himself. The idea was he would still survive and hit other targets. Oof. Wow. I mean, crazy. And there was a lot of panic in the city because the story started to spread. And then in the town outside of Dallas and whatnot. And I hear the same thing happened in Springfield, Illinois as well. You know, people were shocked. In the case of Fenton, it was a similar deal. He had a van with materials that he thought were explosives, but they were actually harmless. Two men parked the van at the courthouse close to the office of Congressman Aaron Schock, and Fenton was hoping, you know, that that would also be damaged. He drove a short distance away. He used a cell phone to try to detonate the explosives, and then he was arrested. That's exactly the scenario that went down in Texas as, you know, as well. And according to the records, see, because I always say follow the money. In the case of Fenton, Fenton was in an Illinois prison from 1999 to 2005. Here's a guy, he was convicted of robbery, aggravated battery, and after getting out, he told his parole officer he had converted to Islam. See, this is, again, goes to what we talk about on America Tonight, the radicalization of prisoners who don't have a lot to live for, don't care, change and convert. And then suddenly we have these situations where they want to, you know, become extremists and they want to kill Westerners and whatnot. And Fenton expressed a huge interest in the assault that was carried out by the extremists that killed 166 people in Mumbai in India, remember, late last year. Mm-mm-mm. So why are we hitting this so heavy here in America Tonight? Because it's exactly in our wheelhouse. It's exactly what we talk about. That how many times do we hear, well, where is the proof? Remember when Dick Cheney was getting ripped apart for conversations that he was having on the airwaves, albeit he was only talking to Fox, right, for the most part. So, and this is just, what, four months ago or so, when asked about the enhanced interrogation techniques and what was happening at Guantanamo and waterboarding, all that stuff, what Cheney kept pointing to is, well, you got to realize the information that was given up and you got to realize the things that are happening in the country. And this is what people are always asking. People who think it's wrong to do the things that we do. It's wrong to profile. It's wrong to look crooked or cross-eyed at a mosque. I'll say it again. There are fabulous people in this country who are of Muslim faith and should not be looked at that way. No. But where do you think it's coming from? Where are the terrorists coming from? And what is the background? It's like you have to wake up, America, and you have to decide, do you want to be safe? Do you want to be safe? You don't want to go around pointing fingers and accusing people. But at the same time, you got to let organizations do their jobs. The FBI, the CIA. So bravo to the people that were able to pull this off, because who knows, really, honestly, what could have happened. Maybe it wouldn't have been as, it wouldn't have blown the whole building up, but who knows who would have been killed. Who knows in either case what would have happened there. And this is on the heels of just what happened in New York and the panic in New York, where they still think that something might be going on in the subways. All right, what else is going on? We're going to tell you about that coming up on the flip side. We'll
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Can't you feel it? The weekend is almost here, although anymore, half of us work on the weekends. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, captain of the ship called America Tonight, as we're sailing through some pretty interesting waters this time around. You know, we keep tabs on what's going on with ammunition, as I've told you before, in trying to get ammunition just to see how available it is, how tough it is for 9mm ammo to try to pick that up. It's crazy. You know, check this out. The National Rifle Association, acronym NRA, says usually it's about 7 billion rounds of ammunition a year. Do you know that the figure, that number, has jumped up to 9 billion? They say maybe even more than 9 billion rounds. So up from 7 to 9 billion. Wow. How crazy is that? Now, of course, so far in the new administration, there hasn't been so much, you know. Obama has said he respects the Second Amendment rights, but quotes favors common sense on gun laws. There is worry out there as to what will ultimately happen. So, you know, places like Walmart, for example, they have a cutoff amount of ammo that you can buy, and it varies according to caliber. Sometimes it's just as much as just one box, that's it. Or 50 bullets would be what you would get. That's it. 45 caliber rounds, still very, very hard to find in some places. So nationwide, distributors are scrambling to get the orders filled from all these retailers. I mean, they cannot believe how sky high it's gone. You know, a case contains about 500 or 1,000 bullets. And again, with shortages and limiting people, people keep coming back, coming up, you know, for more, and they just have to wait. They're saying, for example, at Remington Arms Company, they make bullets for rifles and handguns and shotguns and whatnot. They're based in North Carolina. But they had to add an extra shift to be able to go 24/7. And you know what the a spokesperson for the company said? I was reading this the other day, that it's an incredible phenomenon that in 30 years that he had in the business, he had never, ever seen anything like it. Now we hear these tales of busting would-be jihadists. You got to think that's going to make people a little bit more panicky about what's going on in their backyard. Hey, Illinois, Dallas, it's not all happening in New York, folks. It's not all happening in Los Angeles. It's the nooks and crannies in between also that can be just as dangerous. The FBI must be busy with these terrorist things because the undercover ops are the only way they can snag these guys who are assimilating in all kinds of towns and cities across the U.S. And I would think that when more of these stories come out, that's just going to continue to drive that demand up for ammunition. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the G20 and the leaders all gathering and what's happening there and all that sort of stuff. But before we get to that, you had a who's who visiting the UN of bad guys and so-called good guys. Now, Ahmadinejad, for my money, I could care less what comes out of his mouth. And why anyone pays attention to anything he says at the UN, it's beyond me. But here's the story that I love. Of course, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, is going to say, what is the UN doing? Who cares about Ahmadinejad and all that other sort of stuff? That's natural he's going to say that. But here's what I love about Ahmadinejad, that he was kicked out of his third New York hotel. You know, this is like Muammar Gaddafi. They have nowhere to pitch a tent. Nobody wants them to lay their heads on their pillows. So you got to love it. The Essex House said, forget it. We don't want this pariah here for a dinner party. So he had yet another door that was slammed in his ingracious face. They refused to allow him. And, of course, you have to think of New York and the makeup of the people of New York. I mean, this is a guy who says constantly that the Holocaust never existed, that it was just a bunch of crap, that it's not true. So he's going to find when he tries to have his little speeches at the UN, he's got no place to stay either. It was an alcohol and pork-free dinner that he was going to host on Friday after he went on his hate-filled rant at the UN, which caused a lot of people, all the British walked out of the room, but a lot of members of several delegations to just leave the room. The U.S. did the same thing. So, Gaddafi and Ahmadinejad, they should just split a flight somewhere. I mean, they're getting the cold shoulder from New Yorkers, and no doubt about it. So it begs the question, the UN, how much do you think the UN accomplishes? All right, so feeding the poor, we know that happens when they're not stealing money or trading it for favors from oil. But, and there is the peacekeeping missions, yes, we know that. But ultimately, how effective is an organization like the UN? They let these idiots come in, and nobody wants to hear what they have to say. Let's face it. And Ahmadinejad and Muammar Gaddafi weren't the only ones. Here's a little slice of the butcher of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez.
Just as I think President Obama is an intelligent man, and I hope God will protect Obama from the bullets that killed Kennedy. I hope Obama will be able to look and see, genuinely see, what has to be seen and bring about a change. It doesn't smell of sulfur here anymore. It's gone. No, it smells of something else. It smells of hope. And you have to have hope in your heart and lend your strength to the hope. Imperialism must end. Imperialism has to stop. And then revolutionary Cuba, dignified but blockaded. Obama, lift the blockade. Be consistent. Do what you're talking about, or do we have two Obamas?
All right. You gotta love that. I love when they have these interpreters on, too, by the way. So they choose a woman to interpret what Hugo Chavez is saying. On our last show, we let you hear some of Muammar Gaddafi, and it sounded like an Italian guy, frankly, was doing the interpreting there. Here's the deal. They're three goons, the three idiot stooges. I mean, they are human rights violators from the get-go. Bravo to the people in New York for not renting them a room and wanting to have nothing to do with them. Nothing but vile comes out of all three of their mouths. Gaddafi, I mean, shouldn't they have cuffed him when his plane landed for what happened with Pan Am 103? I mean, look, he was the guy who was the boss man of Al Megrahi, and we know what happened with Al Megrahi, the fact that he was let go for compassionate reasons. I mean, oil. Oops, no, I mean compassionate reasons. Yeah, read between the lines there. So who knows where they crash, but frankly, I for one love it that, well, everybody else is sitting back in the weeds, that these New Yorkers told them to forget about it. The Essex House being just the latest. No, we don't want anything to do with it. We won't take your money. We don't want your money. Clearly, it speaks volumes for the people there. I mean, Ahmadinejad, he's an idiot, of course. The Holocaust never happened. I mean, give me a break. And that he spits all that out. I mean, come on. So here's the thing. I mean, the UN, effective, not effective, or somewhere in between on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say I'm giving him like a 3. Yes, food is dropped and people are helped that desperately need it, so that's where they get the 3 from. All the everything else in between, the backdoor meetings, I think it's very, very ineffective organization. And clearly, when you have the three stooges there, it just shows you, letting them gibber on and on, just how far off the Richter scale things have gone there. You can shoot me an email day or night. You know how to get a hold of me. What's the address? AmericaTonight.net.